Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
All right. Hey, what's up? It's Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Let's get right into it, people. Yeah, we are fired right up. Let's talk beauty.
Fired.
Yeah, I'm Jen. Hi,
up,
hi everyone.
Jen was just saying that she saw the Sinead O'Connor documentary. I have not watched yet, but I remember how pissed people were.
That's not
were
what we're fired up about.
No, that's not why I'm fired up. But people were pissed when she tore up the photo of the Pope. I remember that.
That is in the documentary. But what I was talking about was music videos, which brought me to, then we were like, quick, let's turn on the mics, TikTok, which brought me to this week's fun TikTok beauty trend.
Do you think Sinead O'Connor is busy on TikTok? Does she have a TikTok?
You know, I don't know, but I bet Bjork is somewhere with like, I'm just trying to think of people that would embrace the new medium.
She's probably coming up with the next TikTok. Like, she's so far beyond. She's probably in the metaverse, like, doing something that's so much
cooler.
There's
a planet out there that, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, the reason that we quickly turned on the mics, and it might sound like you're coming in the middle of a podcast, welcome, everyone, is because I was scrolling through passport photo makeup, and I got such a giggle and wanted to share it with you guys if you haven't seen it, if perhaps podcasting is more your beauty format than TikTok or some other things. This is right up there with skin cycling, with gym lips. We're doing a thing, and we're giving it a name.
All right, what are we doing?
What if we're doing passport photo, now? In my mind, makeup, we are doing teens makeup, YouTube teen era makeup, like not kid teens, the era of the 2010 to 2020. It is extra contour, okay. Extra powder for baking, extra lash, and matte finish. So none of the dewy that came later. We're doing it matte.
Okay, and this so is like passport early teens? Makeup. It's like Instagram makeup. Basically, yeah. You're talking about Instagram makeup.
That's what I kept thinking when I looked at it. I was like, this is Instagram makeup. This is what I thought everybody was getting away from. But clearly, if you're doing it for your passport photo, you're doing it once to get a good photo. But people like to look good on camera. And that is why this makeup works. It's camera-ready makeup. You just called it passport photo makeup. You're just literally giving one place you can go with the makeup look and calling it that, and all of a sudden, it's a trend. It's so funny.
Okay, it's Instagram makeup. It's dance recital makeup. It's
oh, you know what, Jess? Yeah, it's dance recital makeup. I don't know if that's a universal experience everybody has, though, but I feel like a lot of people have gone for, like, a driver's license or passport photo. We need to give it a more universal experience.
I will
anyway.
Say, though, that I don't think what's so crazy is I don't think most people have consciously thought about what they're going to wear for their passport photos or driver's license. Because if you look at most people's, they're like, they just look like they're getting, you know, arrested. If this is like a newer thing where people are so conscious.
I beg to differ. Yeah, okay, that's it. It's a newer thing.
Saying conscience,
like, we all know the photos.
I can't say that word right. Conscience, you know what I'm saying. But
no, before people were like, you know what, we're going to look bad in this photo. But I think in this era, Zoom era, social media era, whatever, yada, yada, we've talked about it ad nauseum. People know they can look better in photos. And it's like, why not use beauty for that purpose?
Well, that's what I mean. Don't look it's a newer state of like hyper awareness of what you look like, which P.S. I'm going to talk about in my news segment. And I think it's
excellent.
Like, I don't know. I don't really think it's cute. I'm sorry. Like, I don't think this trend is cute. I think it's...
You mean healthy?
Yeah. I don't think it's really healthy. Like, listen, if I knew I was going to get a new driver's license photo or a new... Oh my God, my driver's license photo was from when I was 21 until like super recently. Oh no, I think it might be this. No, it is. It's from when I was 21. Oh my God. Somehow they've let me like skate by on that. But like my passport photo, I remember getting that done. I didn't think about it. And that was only like 5 years ago. It's like this kind of hyper, it was just like, oh shit, there I am. Like it's.
Well, it's also like nobody sees it except you and the customs agent.
That's what I'm saying.
Or
it's too much focus. And I know we have a beauty podcast, but it's like this, is there a moment in your life when you can just like not fixate
to worry about what you look like?
That's what I'm saying. I they're supposed to be, it's almost like they're comically supposed to be not that good. Like everyone's as bad.
Yes.
That's like the joke. So, and nobody sees it except for the person who
it's
cannot wait to get off of work.
That is going away in our new world of visually driven media and content where these human experiences are just kind of like less human.
Yeah. And
I'm
that's
struggling
the thing
with
I don't
it.
Like about
I'm struggling
it.
With it.
So, yeah, I don't really want to hear about anyone's passport makeup, to be frank.
I mean, I wanted to talk about it because on the podcast, I want to reconnect and have these human experiences and make beauty be about talking about things and thinking like, wait, before we all jump on this and make our own passport photo video, is this a healthy thing?
Yeah. So I'm going to be real. I will put on, like, I'll throw on some lipstick if I know I'm getting a photo taken. Like, I'm not above it. I'm just saying as a cultural trend, passport makeup gets my hair standing a little bit on end.
I hear you. That's why I wanted to. I also kind of just was bringing it up because I wanted to see what you would say about
it. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not mad at you for bringing it up. I'm just saying, like, I love that you brought this item. I'm just saying it's like,
I know.
It gives me
and
the heebie-jeebies.
The face that you're making right now is the reason I wanted to bring it here live on the podcast. I love your take, Matlin. You're doing the news for us.
Yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit more about this. It's a theme that I think is just going to keep coming up as we all get comfortable with what's going on with the world. We'll raise some wands. People keep doing their homework, bringing me the fall fragrance. I love it.
Fall fragrance roundup.
And, should we get into it? Let's do it.
Let's do it. It's a nice setup for my my first item. Nice setup. Okay, Jen, I really want to, I can't wait to do the news. You set me up brilliantly. That was a beautiful segue to my first item, which I've got to say, is massive. I freaking love Dove. As a company, they produce such beautiful work, but sometimes their work is a little disturbing, a little earth-shaking, okay? The Dove Self-Esteem Project just released the Real Cost of Beauty Ideals report. Now, they did this in conjunction with somebody from Harvard and Deloitte, which, you know, big financial like data Goliath, if that's the right term. This is the most comprehensive assessment ever conducted on the pervasive and damaging impact of beauty standards across the U.S. economic, you know, field and society. So the report explores the impact of the beauty ideals that we, you know, talk about all the time in the show, about body dissatisfaction and appearance-based discrimination, which we have spoken about a lot, hair discrimination, colorism, etc. So they deem this, ready, a silent public health threat that disproportionately impacts women and girls starting as young as 10. Okay? So the report conservatively estimates as much as 16% of the U.S. population age 10 or years or older, and that's 45 million people, experienced body dissatisfaction in the U.S. in 2019. So what does this mean? Like, what's the point? Okay? What's the consequence? They face poor health outcomes, reduced engagement across social circles, problems at school and work, and engage in risky behaviors.
Wow, does this line up with what we were talking about? It actually gets at even the bigger thing for me, which is like a health crisis. Like, we all just talk about like, oh, social media does this, that, the other, you know, Facebook, the youth today, they have more suicides than ever and they have all these mental health issues. But like, we need to collapse this all into something and take some sort of action.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I get that they're just giving us data and it feels, you know, it's coming from this beauty brand and is it just marketing? And I'm going to put that all aside to say, like, we know this. So like, how are we going to
Unfortunately, I don't know how to fix it, but I was...
Jess, Matlin, how... Well, no, I really like that they're calling it a public health issue though. And I think that's something new that you don't hear a lot around this, because once you hear the word public health, it becomes like, let's get the doctors involved. You know?
Yeah. And actually start taking it seriously instead of like, oh, that person is too sensitive or that person should lay off social media
or just turn off social media. You can't say that to people anymore. It's just how life is lived these days. Like, it's, you know,
yeah,
your career, whatever it is, you can't just turn off the way people communicate.
And yeah, exactly. It really felt like there's a real direct consequence to all of the imagery that we're seeing. You know, we've talked about this a lot, but like, you know, the hair discrimination, job, you know, people being passed over for jobs because, and we talked about this with the psychologist, lookism, right? People being, feeling isolated because of the way.
Philosopher, yes. Heather Widdows, lookism.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Totally.
Yes. So they bucketed it into three things. So health outcomes, which is the things that we were talking about. So depression, anxiety, obesity. There's a whole list. Risky drug use, mood disorder, social phobia, psychotic experiences, post-traumatic stress disorders, all of these things from feeling, you know, that your looks are not enough. And of course, you can tease out all the, you know, why these happen, and we can't get into that here. And by the way, this report is massive, and we'll link to it. It's so interesting. But then those labor market outcomes, wage losses, employment losses because of the way you look. And I think there's a very direct, you know, relation between the way people look and, of course, their careers and their social, their mobility and earning power. I don't think I'm saying anything controversial there. And other life outcomes. This really, you know, knocked me out when I saw this. Incarceration, lower educational attainment, school suspensions. We've seen that in the news because of the way kids look or the way they're treated. We see the way people, children are treated.
Because our society puts such a focus on looks. This is going to be so nerdy, but just go with me here for a second.
I'll go there.
I wonder when mirrors were invented. Like, first of all, I don't know when mirrors were invented, but imagine the huge cultural shift that that made. Like, before that, you just went out into the world and you just like looked at other people all day. Mm-hmm. You never knew what you looked like.
The mirror must have been like the iPhone. It was probably like the iPhone. Like, what
was
that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, whatever happened in culture at that point was probably seismic. And that is happening again now that we all have with us a camera at all times. And I think it's very, very modern. This didn't happen 10 years ago when we got Instagram or whatever. It happened during the pandemic when Zoom became the forced communication way, when everybody pretty much had to have a smartphone to have a job. Like, you know, it's just... It's like when mirrors were invented, and that's so stupid. Like,
It's not stupid.
Like, I don't know if you walk that back though. Like, what do you do now? Like, culture is at like a tipping point, a shifting, or what do they call it? A pivot point?
An inflection point.
Inflection point. That's the word I wanted. Thank you.
I think also like something that really just kind of hurt me reading this was like the 10 years old thing. And, you know, I remember a couple of years ago, Dove did something, a really awesome campaign about, you know, girls as young as 10 years old. you know, hate their bodies or they're on a diet. And just hearing, you know, the way parents, like how much influence they have over like their children, how children parrot the things they say, hearing the way parents talk about their own bodies or the way they talk about other people's looks or the way they talk about other children and how they look, how much influence we all have. This sounds so corny, like we're, you know, children of the future, but like, you know, it's maybe that maybe the current generation screwed, maybe Gen, all the younger generations, the millennials, Gen Z, whatever. But we have to be really careful about how we speak around children. So I'm taking it to like a very weird place, but it's just like the fact that—
No, I think it's a personal place. You have a daughter, you're raising a daughter, like listen to everything. She's at the age where like, you're like, oh crap, she heard me say that.
Or,
P.S.
or
sidebar.
Like, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say—
What? We were talking about cursing with an eight-year-old in the family at the Jewish holidays. And we asked her, oh, do you know what shit means? She goes, oh yeah, that's what you say when you drop something.
Oh, that's kind of sweet. Oh.
It is, but my point being, like, they're always listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know what it could have been so much worse. I didn't know what she was gonna say or he was gonna say. But it's how we speak about other people or how we treat other people. I don't know. It's just it was the 10-year-old thing really bothers me because it's like we're just shaping people and how they're
going to
treat
I hate to point something else out as you're, you know, as I know a lot of people listening are dealing with that, like, when do I introduce technology to my children? I don't know what age. If you don't have children yet, you worry about that. 10 years old happens to be, A, when puberty starts these days, and B, when a lot of kids, at least here in the States, are getting phones, I think.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Right? That's about that age. Yep. And I'm sure in that report they made that connection. But it goes back to what we were saying, which is the ability to see everybody all the time and see yourself all the time is a new public health crisis. I love how Dove was like 10 years ago, confidence. And then it was like, oh, whoa, we got to go even bigger. The confidence is just one piece of the puzzle, you know?
I really think they're doing like God's work. So awesome work to Dove. It seemed like
you make a great soap. It's not soap, sorry, a beauty bar.
Yeah, it's not a soap. That's right. I'll never forget that story. Fact-checking really knocked me off my butt there. Yeah, not a soap. Yeah, sweetie bar. Okay, so anyway, talked about that long enough. All right.
Solved a public health crisis. Next.
Jen, do you know what Fortnite is?
Of course.
Okay. All right, so have you ever played Fortnite?
No, but I always find, like, I always see when beauty brands, like, make a new cosmetic for it, like, the skins and stuff. And I'm always like, oh, kids today, what are they doing?
Okay, well, Armani Code has just entered.
Oh, I heard about this. Yes, I do know about this.
Okay,
continue.
They've just entered the metaverse by creating a new immersive experience for Fortnite. It's called Armani Code Presents Rewrite the Code. So it's inspired by Armani Code Parfum and its philosophy for moving forward in a backwards world. Sounds like my life. I love it. Okay.
Well, I trialed the like video of the game that they've developed for Fortnite. Mm-hmm. The like, you know, if you, and you collect these special codes,
you
Armani
got it.
Code, and once you get the codes, the world went in reverse and now it can move in forward direction. It's like a cool game. I think it's very cool because I think video games, speaking again to this larger issue that is permeating today's podcast, this is where people are interacting today, even adults. Like gaming is to them what I guess like going to concerts was to like a certain era or, you know, whatever social activity. So like if you want to advertise to people about your beauty product, you kind of
throw it in a video game. Oh my God.
I mean, put it where people's eyes are and they're on these games. I mean, the only one that I play is Minecraft because, you know, I have an 8-year-old stepson and that's what or Roblox is like, eh, but he's not as into that. So like, yeah. I mean, the cool thing about Minecraft is it's like kind of stayed separate from this marketing world. But I think it's smart of Armani. Like that's where a lot of people spend their time.
I thought it was very cool. I saw just a screenshot of it. I thought it looked like a very like, you know, artistic, like the very cool aesthetic. And I learned that the character in the game is personified by the actor, I'm going to totally say his name wrong, but Régis Jean Page. And he's the guy from, I've never seen the show, but I know it's very hot. He's the guy from Bridgerton. So super cute. It's a very buzzy game all around. So yeah, you unlock like different codes and like they're like ingredients, notes in the fragrance, iris, cedarwood, sage, and Veronique Gauthier. Just want to throw in a little quote from her. She's the global president of Armani Beauty at L'Oreal. She said, gaming is a new, very natural world to express the new Armani code of fragrances, modern masculinity. And this gives the opportunity to tap into Gen Z gamers who spend three times more time on Fortnite than on TikTok. So there's your stat for you.
Let me translate that into lay people's terms. We want them to buy our fragrance, so we better be here with our advertising.
Yeah.
I like that it was like a place for their modern masculinity marketing message. No, like, you know where the eyeballs are.
But I mean, I'm telling you, for more time on three times more on Fortnite than on TikTok, that's like, that's where they are, man. Okay. So let's go to some celebrity beauty news, but some unexpected beauty news, okay? Dua Lipa is going in on a line, but she's not coming out with her own. She's going in on his investor. The pop star has publicly partnered up with the London-based brand Dizziac. So Dizziac was created in 2018 by Loretta DeFeo, and she used to work in the live music industry. I guess that's where they hooked up. Maybe that's how they know each other, I would imagine so. She started the brand by making 50 sample pots of a conditioner that worked for all hair types, and everyone went crazy for it. And now she has this line, and Dua Lipa is a big investor. So it's direct-to-consumer, but then she started as direct-to-consumer, and then she started having like distribution in Selfridges, Liberty, Space NK, Cult Beauty. Now, I really love this article that was in LUK by the writer Georgie Driver, and it said, "Dear celebrities, it's time to start investing in beauty, not adding to it." And she was, ooh. I know, I thought that was really, really astute ooh. Observation. Her name is George, and I called her Georgie. Yes. Can I call you Georgie? Okay, so George... She called out, she made a really nice kind of trend piece. She was saying, you know, there's been so many like, you know, kind of questionable celebrity brands recently. But she said, you know, look at Dua partnering with somebody who she supports and believes in, putting her money there. And then she said, think about Selma Blair and, you know, Terry from Guide Beauty. Okay.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, Selma starting her own thing. And then Dakota Johnson with the like sexual wellness brand Maud, her putting her dollars there. So smart celebrities are like, you know, going about it this way. Can we see a little bit more of that? So I just really loved that.
Oh my gosh. All you celebrity incubators out there, new way forward for your clients. Like, yeah, they're already using products they love. I hate to break it to you. No matter how much you think you reinvented the wheel, you're probably just putting out something that we've seen before. Why not pick the small brand?
And also setting yourself up for like some bad PR too, you know? So,
Yeah,
we've seen some backlash recently. Okay, this line got some backlash. This is my final item for today. But I have to tell you, this line made me smile.
I feel like you're selling on QVC. Ladies, this might sell out. My final item.
Okay, for my final item, today's special value, okay?
Yes.
My final item. Now, this got some backlash. This really was like a very polarizing celebrity beauty line. But I was just tickled pink when I saw this. Ozzy Osbourne has his own beauty line right now. Now, it's
and everybody asking, who would buy that? Meet Jessica Matlin.
Okay, I've got to tell you something. Now, my brother's super into rock and roll, like metal. Like, this is very much like in my world. So when people said who would buy that, I'm like, a shit ton of people. Ozzy Osbourne has been around like making music since the 60s. He is no fool. He like created Ozfest. He was the first.
Is he no fool? I feel like
no, he's no
fool.
He did
a lot of drugs in his day.
And he's still kicking and touring. And Sharon Osbourne, you know, think what you want of her. I'm not like a Sharon stan.
No, I'm not.
But she is a smart businesswoman. Okay. She, you know, she definitely got herself in some hot water. Okay. But she is like, they started the first like reality show franchise, like pre-Kardashians. Like, I just don't think they're making missteps and they have a loyal fan base. So I think that like, this seems kind of out of left field, but I was like, this is funny. And I think people will buy it.
What are the products?
It's so funny that you asked. Okay. So by the way, I'm not going to be showing up to like Moda Operandi and my like Ozzy palette. So I'm just like, this is more of like, I think a really fun... Like this, I think this is like a fun, like a novelty.
It's fine. You've caveated enough, laid on us.
It's a 21-piece collection that exudes a rock and roll vibe. Can you tell I took this from PR Newswire? And commemorates Ozzy with product and shadows named after his signature songs, Iron Man, Zombie Stomp, and I love the song, Crazy Train. It's freaking good.
Oh, Crazy Train. I love
it. Crazy Train. Okay. In the 14 pan eyeshadow palettes. Okay. And you also, the collection also features candles to conjure the spirit of the rock gods. Ozzy styled body tattoos, dark, I love this in quotes, metal lipsticks, cosmetic bags, and a gothic mirror. These highly pigmented products are designed to give you a bold, precise look inspired by the Prince of Darkness himself. I'm backing up on this. I might be buying something for my stocking this year. I think it's cool.
I just wish they wouldn't call it a new brand. Like, just do your little capsule collection, sell it.
No one's going to repurchase. No, it's not a line. It's just a capsule. It's just like
okay,
a one-off.
Good. Just one time. And the man wears that makeup, so it doesn't feel off for me because he actually uses it. Where does Brad Pitt use his skincare? I don't know if he did before. This, I get it. I get why you are not unimpressed.
I'm not unimpressed. I smiled. I thought it was like really cheeky and funny and like, yeah, he's like 80 years old or whatever. Give the man his capsule collection.
I think they're doing it with the wink too, and he's doing it with like, he's in on it. Like, yeah.
He's in on the joke. He's making a couple extra dollars.
Shopping season for the holidays is upon us, and now I know how to please you.
Oh my God. I don't know.
Definitely
I
the body tattoo is where I'm going for you, for sure.
That is absolutely, on the back of my neck, or no, the side of my neck, Jen.
Yes. You still have no tattoos, right?
Wouldn't it be funny if this whole time I had one, like a huge one, I didn't tell you?
It would be amazing. Longtime listeners know I took you to the tattoo studio on our first anniversary of the podcast to get a Fat Mascara-inspired tattoo. Two of them, actually. I've never seen Jess more out of place in my life. You did enjoy it, though, I think.
I did like it.
If that whole time you had been hiding some tattoo, this is such a fun party game that I want to play at some point, but I'm not going to waste the time of our listeners guessing what Jess Matlin's tattoo would be.
I told you I would get Netta's, my cat Janetta's, her name in Russian, like in like Cyrillic.
I forgot about that. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Listen, you did say that. Where would it be on your body?
Someplace very small and not like.
Okay.
You know. I don't want it to fade and look blurry when I get older.
So we wouldn't do a hand and we wouldn't do... I get you. Well, until then, you could do Ozzy Osbourne and his temporary body tattoo. And as
what
I said
I
to Brad and Travis... What?
Like my face, like a Post Malone like number.
Or Travis Barker, yeah. Like as I said to those gentlemen, welcome to the beauty world. Like, let's see how it goes, you know?
Yeah. All right, should we raise a wand? Should we hit it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric. And the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, everyone. I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Okay, everyone, it's time to raise a wand. And this one's from Liz. Ooh, it's a twofer.
Hi, Jess and Jen. This is Liz, another longtime listener, and I wanted to share some of my favorite fall scents with you. So the first one is actually a home scent. It's a candle from a woman-owned LA-based brand called Marmar, Marmar Los Angeles. And the candle that I've been loving this for the past few months is called Lovers Only. So they describe the scent as musk, mint, sandalwood, patchouli, and fig. To me, it has this, like, sweet warmness to it. It basically, like, warms you from the inside out. It's a really comforting smell. I think it's great for people who like those, like, cozy fall home scents, but not something that's necessarily smoky. It's one of my favorites, and I love supporting a small brand. And then my second scent is the Maison Margiela from their Replica line, the Jazz Club fragrance. So I've been wearing this to go out at night. This is another like warm and spicy scent, and I love how well-rounded it is, has a little bit of pepper. This has this kind of like wood notes to it, a little bit of rum, and then I really like tobacco leaf. I don't know about anyone else, but it's one of my favorite scents to kind of round out those like warm fall fragrances. So I hope that everyone gets a chance to try one of these.
Thank you, Liz. I am cozy just hearing about those, and I will second your wand. Is that a thing? Mm-hmm. For jazz club. I love jazz club. I actually have the candle of jazz club.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, good fall vibes. Yes, yes, yes. All right, time for us to raise a wand. Jess, what do you have for us this week?
So I got to tell you something. I know they're a sponsor, and I didn't know if this would be like too much overkill for y'all, but I'm freaking loving the Osea. Oh, that's how I pronounce it, right? Osea? But not Osea. Osea. Osea Andaria Algae Body Oil. It is so good. My skin just loves it, just soaks it up. It's not too like oily. It just kind of like cushions the body. The scent isn't too strong.
No.
It just feels like rich lady, man. If you want to feel like a rich, hydrated
rich
lady.
Rich lady in a body. Yeah. You know what I love? You're usually a body butter girl. Yeah. I swear if we went back to every October season that we've had this podcast, I guarantee you were raising a wand to like a whipped body butter or a souffle.
Yeah.
And predictable. The fact that you are switching format or vehicle, as the product formulators like to say, to an oil means it's really good and that it sinks in and isn't slippery, because I know you get greasy and worry about slipping.
Yes,
so.
I'm very worried about slipping. It's great. I'm actually on the website right now. I'm on an Ulta website right now. It has over 1,300 reviews and 4.7 stars, just so you know I'm not alone. It's really good.
I mean, it lives up to it. It's a good one. I will allow that as your raise one,
awesome.
Even though they happen to be a sponsor. This is not sponsored, everybody.
Yes.
We just love it's it
not,
that much.
Yeah, not spawn. They already paid. We don't get extra money.
Done. Well, we'll just give you extra time talking about it. Whatever. Yeah, it's worth it. You know, if we really like something, we want to talk about it. So,
yeah.
On that note, I didn't do a beauty product this week, but it was super rainy here in New York last week, like for like 4 days straight.
Yeah. Oh.
And so I devoured Industry, the TV show.
Yes, yes.
Had you heard about this?
I've heard about the show, yes.
I don't know how people find out about like new entertainment these days, because like I feel like I can't keep up with like what I'm going to like until I read something where someone was like, it's Euphoria plus Succession. And I was like, whoa. Big pants to fill. Like two of my favorite shows, no way. And
big pants.
It lived up.
Big pants.
It lived up to the.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Because I picture like a sideshow clown who like pops on frame every now and then says his
I'm literally
his
doodling race. Huge pants right now because that image was so funny.
Big pants.
Big pants.
And then it's like, thanks, Bozo. And he goes off stage left. Yeah. And then like the Kool-Aid guy. I don't
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I have the giggles. Okay. This is reminding me of the giggles I got with Naomi Watts. I just was editing that last week's episode. If you have not listened yet, by the way, that was like such a good conversation. But Jess and I got the panic giggles. You know that laughter when like,
oh my God.
It's all hitting too real and you just can't stop laughing.
Oh, because it's
there's
like you
this
recognize
part. I even cut out some of
yourself.
Our laughing because she had us cracking up. I don't think she is actually very funny. I don't think she meant to be as funny as she was. She was just like putting it out there straight, but she does a very good like straight face funny. And we were just like dying laughing over like, yeah, menopause. A very, very funny topic. Anyway, Industry, it's a TV show you should definitely check out if you liked Euphoria or if you liked Succession. The character development on it is like, cool, sure, I can learn about finance, but the characters are so good. So Jess, put it on your list. I love that for you.
Thank you.
Because you still haven't watched I Love That For
Yes,
You.
Yes, no,
but that's okay.
I will add to my list.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know what you're going to do before your beauty sleep tonight. You're probably going
to
like,
I'll try to crack into Industry.
I was going to say lube up. Oh, that. But what is the verb for like applying body oil for you? Let's put back on our women's magazine hats. What would we have said? We would have said
pat on.
It on.
Pat on.
You oh pat?
Pat
you
on.
You pat on a beauty oil? A body oil?
Yeah, because I could put it in my hands.
Glide.
And then I would pat on. Yeah.
I would rub maybe. Pat a rub. Guys, by the way, they were like long discussions when I worked at beauty magazines about like which verb and like back and forth with editors about like, is this the right verb? So
oh, that seems like time
crazy.
Well spent, doesn't it?
Yeah. In retrospect, I'm like, what were we doing?
Those are hours you'll never get back.
pat it on, rub it on, glide it on, apply it on, put on your body oil, get some beauty sleep, and we will see you on Friday for a very timely conversation that continues the chatting we talked about today regarding content and what it's doing to humanity.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.